Hello, ladies and gents, it's Tucker, and you are about to listen to the Tuckered Out podcast, sponsored by Queen City Grounds and Sonus Wave. So sit back, relax. If you are on a long drive, look at the road, seriously, but listen. If you are in a coffee shop, good, because that's actually where I am right now. But I hope you guys enjoy this episode, and I hope you guys have a wonderful day. Down the record, forget understood. Opportune time of wood. The music steps into my brain. My brain resembles feelings of good. Cause I can't
we confine. Are back with another Tuckered Out. What's up? Hello to you. How you doing today, Cam?
Good, man. How are you doing?
I'm chilling, man. I always like giving an intro, a Grammy-worthy intro, even though it's not a Grammy-worthy intro. So I'm with one half of Good Nature, an incredible guitarist, lyricist. He has a song that has over 1 million on Spotify, probably more millions on other platforms. He's done many festivals. He knows many artists. He's done stuff with artists like Train. Dude, we got Cam Brown on the show. One half of Good Nature.
You know it, baby.
What's up, dude? How you doing?
Doing good, man. Thanks for inviting me out.
Dude, thank you for so much. Thank you for being here. And before I even get started with the pod, we got to give a shout out to your other half. David Hamilton Jr., here's a photo of him. One thing I like to do, Martian knows, photos will pop up right here of who I'm talking about. Literally, here's David. Beautiful photo of David.
Sweet.
He's fantastic. Dude, I have to ask this straight up. How did you meet David?
So I met David probably over 8 years ago at this point.
Dang.
The first time I met him, we were kind of just trying out new drummers.
You were, or was he like doing?
No, I mean, so I started the band with a couple guys that are no longer in the band.
Okay.
Over 10 years ago. So then, you know, then we started adding different members, and it's really just always been members of different musicians in Charlotte.
Really?
So B. Hux, Brandon, a trombone player at the time, he was like, hey, I got an awesome drummer who's great, and he's hungry and ready to tour and wants to play. And I was like, all right, cool, David Hamilton Jr., let's check him out.
Okay.
So we were at the Noda Studios, the rehearsal spaces, and literally I see this dude just like get out of his car and come in on one of those like little hoverboard things.
You know, like David.
And this is a long time ago before there was, now you see people like all over the place. He literally just had his like drums and sticks and cymbals and was just like, and I was like, what?
Well,
who's this dude?
Well, what's cool also is like you guys have on Instagram, and I'm just going to show a quick video of you. I've seen so many different percussion instruments that he'll like bring on like an Instagram reel.
Yes.
And I'm always like, what the hell is that? What is that thing?
That's
like,
by design to make him stop.
You gotta see this. This dude is awesome. David, like, he's singing, usually playing a guitar because that's your main instrument. But like David, the other half of Good Nature, he'll literally bring in just something. It looks like it's percussion. It may not be, honestly, but he could be knocking on sticks. He could be playing on this thing that looks like a guitar, but it actually is a percussion instrument. And I'm just like, all right, like fire.
I think our most viewed reel or TikTok or whatever is him playing a Tupperware thing. And he's just like, it's like the lid and then, you know, just the bottom of the Tupperware. And he's just like,
we got to find the video or at least a photo. Here it is. Yeah. Like, that's too funny. But dude, the first part of the interview, I love to get into just kind of who you are and just like who I'm actually talking to, and then we'll get into the music side. So first of all, I don't actually know, I may know this, but where are you from?
Born and raised Charlotte.
You're here.
NC,
oh,
baby.
Shoot. Good. Okay. And as we talked before the pod, we have some loves here in the city. So as I'm wearing, this wasn't planned. I just wanted to wear a new shirt today. But you're a fan of these puppies. Y'all, if y'all want to see this amazing team. Marsha, you like the Panthers or no? You like the Panthers?
Yeah. All right,
cool. We have a few friends that hate the Panthers. I know that for a fact.
They live here?
I think so.
What?
Yeah. But anyway, like, tell me about how music kind of got to you in this community of Charlotte.
So just as a kid, I always loved music. Just like, even before I could play instruments, I feel like I was always like beatboxing or like kind of singing along with Christmas music or like whatever it was.
Please tell me you're a fan of Christmas music.
Oh, I love Christmas music. We did a Christmas song.
I know, Let It Snow, and it sounded fantastic. Here's a quick clip of it.
Show signs of stopping, and I brought me some corn for popping.
Dude, I didn't even want to get into the music yet. That was a fire cover.
Oh, thank you.
We'll talk about that later. But
that's what I like, that Christmas song almost the most, just because you can kind of sing it. I like Christmas music because it's a little jazzy.
It is.
So as like a kid, it was kind of, you could kind of be fun and funny. It's not like you're serious. Mm-hmm. You know, you can kind of just like do like the Elvis voice and sing. Yeah. I feel like I was always just doing voices and stuff and like being playing around. And I did have, you know, my grandma, my great grandmother, like cousins played guitar. Everybody like played piano and stuff.
And you know most of those instruments, like you know drums, piano, guitar, and one other, I think. But
yeah, I can play.
That's impressive. Like straight up,
I'm definitely the best at guitar because I've put the most hours into it. But I can play piano, drums, bass.
That's respect.
Some other things can figure out.
I'm barely learning
stuff.
Guitar. I'm barely learning my voice right now because you know I'm an artist. You know? Did you know that?
No.
Yeah. I'm trying. Not there yet. I'm not of good nature. Let me tell you. No. That's cool, man. So. When it came to, well, I was going to ask, like, is the family still in town? Like, who's here?
Yeah. Most of the family's here, I think. Yeah. I mean, and even, you know, my grandparents, you know, that are still with us, everyone's, like, within an hour. My parents are all from here. Like, we're from here, like, generations and generations.
Did you go to college at all?
I went to Johnson Wales, though.
Okay, you went to Johnson C. Wales. I almost accepted a volleyball coaching job there. Did you know that, Marcia?
Really?
Almost accepted a volleyball coaching job at Johnson C. Wales.
You could do it, man.
Or Smith. Is it Smith?
Well, Johnson C. Smith.
Smith, not Wales. I'm sorry.
Johnson Wales is another college. They're not far away from each
other. Oh, wait. You went to Wales.
I went to the culinary school.
Oh. But wait. What was the Johnson? You went?
Johnson and Wales.
And Wales. That's
where
you went.
Johnson C. Smith is like a mile away.
Yes. Smith was where I almost had the volleyball job.
I was going to say, I don't think Johnson Wales culinary's got a volleyball, but
I don't think
you never know these days.
Well, I would love to get into that. So, by the way, he can cook dangerously well. I want to hear how just that came up in life, because I don't think I've interviewed an artist yet that has really actually straight up said, it's like, all right, if you want to know an interesting fact about me, like, food's my shit.
Yeah.
So, talk to me about that a little bit.
Yeah, so I think, I found music when I was probably very young, but then like really started playing all the instruments when I was like 13, 14, 12, 13, and then just completely obsessed.
Yeah.
And, you know, still am with all the instruments. So then when I was probably about 16 years old, I needed to find a job, you know, make some money, pay for some guitar strings. So just there's a restaurant near the house. I had some friends that worked there too, and they were needing a dishwasher at this restaurant.
Are we allowed to shout out this restaurant?
Yeah, it's no longer with us. It's called Sugar Magnolia, which is a music
Sugar Magnolia
thing named after the Dead song. So I just started as a dishwasher. I really had no cooking experience other than my parents were good cooks, and I loved food. But
I started at a bowling alley server.
Nice.
So
hey, there you go.
Oh, my gosh. Can I just say the respect... The amount of respect that I'm so happy I gained from being in the food industry in that kind of like lower tier job.
Yeah.
If you're a dishwasher, if you're a food handler or a host or a server.
Yeah.
Like, I just want to say this out loud. If the world, I wish that was a requirement for like the U.S. Like, if I had to make one law, that's the law.
Yeah,
like
someone's
one year in service. Just
you learn
one.
A lot. I mean, it set me up for life, honestly.
Oh,
like
goodness.
Learning all that stuff, and I was obsessed with it. I loved being a dishwasher, especially at this kitchen that was this very small. It was like a fine dining restaurant, you know, Charleston style food. All the cooks were all loved music or were musicians.
Oh, that's
we, you know, during prep, we like blasted tunes and would share stuff.
Were they stingy though, or were they allowing you as a like?
Well, no, it took me a while until I...
Because you got to earn that respect to have to...
I mean, I was a dishwasher for probably 6 months or a year, and then I started climbing up. So then I was like, you know, working the fry station and salads, and then I did sauté and grill.
Okay.
So by the time I was on sauté and grill, I could choose what music we were prepping to.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's the level,
I mean, my chef,
y'all.
Cody, though, he introduced me to a lot of cool stuff, like Michael Franti and, like, you know...
Which you went on tour with?
Yeah, he introduced me to a lot of stuff that ended up, like, you know... changing my music taste, and you know, we listen. He shared a lot of music that I'm thankful for, honestly.
That's great. And I want to straight up ask, like, knowing this is just all, I don't know if this is how you think of food, but knowing me just a little bit, what do you think you like? What dish would you make for me? Like, what is something where it's like, yeah, I think Tucker would vibe with this dish that I'm really good at? Or,
I mean, I feel like a surf and turf, dude. I feel like you can put down some calories. You're you got some energy.
Why are you nodding? That's crazy.
You got some she energy. You're going to burn it off. You need some, you need some.
Right, I was, you know, you don't mess me up. You said calories. She goes, you're an asshole.
And it's delicious. That's why
I just mad. You looked me straight in the eye. You said, I look great. I look great. This is why you need a mic. Because you, I wish I would. Did you see that?
I hope you did.
Hey. Oh my gosh.
We all see it.
So, no, we're not. Here's, can I just say, every time I do an interview, in some way, shape, or form, I get ganged up on by the artist of Marsha.
I mean,
there was a
natural
scene with mac and cheese where I got ganged up on. There was this, do you remember that? It was with Tamane Robbins, I believe. And then there was something with Too Cool that I got ganged up on with. I was like, oh my gosh.
I mean, I didn't mean it's a bad thing.
No. It's just, but that add on was perfect. This is why she needs a mic, because that add-on was perfectly timed. Yeah. But, okay, so it's surf and stuff. All right. You know,
It's a fine dining thing. It'd be nice.
I appreciate that. See, my big thing right now when it comes to cooking, I actually cook a lot. I love a simple, like, walking taco salad. Like,
oh, yeah.
Classic. Not with, like, in a Dorito bag. I know that's, like, kind of like a camping dish, but, even in the car right now, like, I have a taco in Tupperware. Right off of what David plays, like literally, and I carry it everywhere. Some of my friends, that is one of their biggest prime jokes. Just like, where's your Tupperware? Like, we could be at freaking the nicest restaurant in Charlotte. We could be at Fahrenheit at the top of that darn building, and he'd be like, where's your Tupperware?
I'm like, so you got a Tupperware with a taco salad in it?
I bring that a lot of places. It's not high end. It's just kind of like a quick, like, all right, this is going to be my lunch.
No, that's a good one.
And that's mine.
A little crunch in there, a little meat.
What's your favorite thing to make?
Man, I mean, really, I've been loving just grilling meats and stuff. I mean, I've always loved the grill, but I found a skirt steak this weekend on sale.
What
$4.99 a pound. Skirt steak?
Skirt? What's skirt? I don't see. I'm new to this,
It's a cheap cut of meat.
You know this.
Skirt. It's like, it's actually tacos. Like, if you go to like a,
like 93%
you know, a good
type?
Mexican place or something, they're going to do typically skirt steak for their steak taco.
What is skirt though? Like, what is?
I think it's this part of the animal. I think.
Is that how they name that?
It's like a long. Okay. It's like a long, tough meat, but if you grill it really quick and marinate it.
See, Marsha knows I don't got no skirt steak right here. Appreciate you, Marsha. Anyway, that's badass. And that's what you really like making right now, right?
I mean, that was this weekend. I got obsessed with it. I bought, because it was on sale at Sprouts, which is usually too expensive, but
respect, man.
I found a good sale and I took advantage of it, baby.
All right. I want to get into another part of your life that you really enjoy. So we love the culinary arts. We love cooking. Respect to that, because, you know, that's our we got to make our temples off of that,
yep,
right?
Yep.
You told me about something way before the pod even started, because I always ask the artists to send me stuff that's just interesting about them. Tell me about your love for saunas and steam, like straight up.
It's a deep love. It's a new love.
I can't do it. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, you tried
I will
it?
Be in the Dowd YMCA and just, I've done it one time. And I guess you have to actually go into it with a breathing technique, because I can't.
Yeah.
Like, because, you know, it's the breathing, I have to focus on something else. I can't go in there and just do it.
See, I don't bring a phone or anything in there.
That's
a lot of people like have AirPods
it.
On and stuff. I use it as like a meditation thing away from the phone. I mean, really, my whole workout. But it's a new thing for me. It's like
it's new.
I've only been doing it.
Wow.
Seriously, for like 6 months, probably.
But it's like ingrained right now.
Oh my God, I'm obsessed with it, and it makes me actually go work out too. Because I mean,
are you doing it after or before? Isn't it an after thing?
I do it after the workout.
Okay,
so then it's like a little treat. It's like.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to go to the sauna today, but then you get there and you're like, all right, well, I need to do my workout. So then I'll work out and then do.
It's like, yeah, dessert after
in the steam room, usually take a little break and then go like 15, 20 in the sauna and then take a cold shower.
15, 20. I think I lasted 8. Like, have you been in a sauna? I can't do it. Like, I'm trying to be better at it. I'm an ice bath person. I ran cross country, so okay. I would jump in ice baths every day.
We'll just finish it. Think about the cold thing. So once you get out of the sauna after the 15 minutes, then I go take a cold shower.
Are you – so that – and that's something that's very healthy for the body, like that, yeah. that combo. That's why, like, a hot and cold shower, like an actual hot and cold, switching yeah. it up is very – like, I don't remember the health benefits of that, but
– No, it's great for your – your heart and your brain and your endorphins heart, yeah. and cortisol or whatever, you know, all that stuff. So I don't know. I just read enough about it, and I was doing the showers.
Yeah.
And then I was like, let me go see what the sauna's about. Man, and my brother's been doing it for years, honestly. And I was like, damn, I should have done this like a long time ago. Cause it feels so, I mean, I'm literally like, I have to schedule days to not do it. Cause I want to do it so much.
Okay. Respect. So, one thing that you told me about, which I thought was beautiful because I agree with very much so, is your choice to be away from alcohol and to be sober for, what, 10 years? Is that right?
Yeah, it's been 10 years now.
That's incredible. Almost. But tell me about just that journey and just also tell me about just like maybe that just where that decision came from, all that and above.
Yeah. So, I mean, I never planned on going 10 years now, which is crazy. I just knew I needed to stop.
Nothing.
No.
Wow.
I just knew I needed to stop at that moment. You know, it was like health-wise, or just decision-wise.
Was there something happening with the health? Was there anything?
I mean, I was just like, you know, I couldn't get out of it, dude. It was just, even if I would stop for a week or two at a time, it was just like, by Thursday, I was itching for it, you know.
And that's interesting. Okay.
Then I'd just be so hungover, and literally my body was addicted to it, you know.
Yeah.
And just, and being a young musician, I just quit. You know, I moved to Charleston, and I worked in restaurants.
You were in Charleston?
Yeah, shoot. So I was drinking in Charleston for sure, working okay. in restaurants and stuff. Quit that to come start the band in Charlotte, and then had a few years of that, and we had some stuff going and everything. But, you know, just in the music world, especially, like, at that time for me, everything was just alcohol. Like, it was everywhere. It was half of our pay half the times, you know?
Oh, yeah,
you know,
that's
it's like,
right.
Oh, we'll
that's
give you a couple $100, and you get
and
to drink for free.
Drink
so I'm like, all right.
Ah, dang, man.
You know, so everyone's always giving it to you and, you know, alcohol, drugs, whatever. So it was just kind of like, I remember we were doing this album and I couldn't get it to where I wanted to. And I couldn't put the work in.
Was it Timeless or?
No, it was Life Worth Living, like 2015.
Yeah. Okay. So not everything turns to gold. Gotcha.
Yeah, this was a while ago. Yeah. And I just remember I couldn't like do the things I wanted to do. I couldn't. And I just literally, it was like, I remember being there one night just in my room or something, just being like, I have to stop. Like, this is like
yeah.
literally affecting my career and my future self and my health. And, you know, I wasn't like a bad, angry drunk or anything. There wasn't like a ton of reasons, a ton of people telling me to stop. So it was like kind of just all on me
just
to like figure it out, you know.
That's beautiful, man. Appreciate you sharing. Thank you for
yeah.
allowing us to get into that world a little bit. For real.
Yeah, no problem.
I like this next game, Cam, because I don't know. I put this on my story. I hope someone like responds to my story. I bring this on car rides, the 3,000 question book, where it's so random. You don't know what's about to be asked. And we just like talk. It's like a little segment I like to do for Tuckered Out. Nothing specific. I want to do this with like, you know, say Tuckered Out takes off, which it will. I wish like this would be so fun to do with like Taylor Swift or like 2 Chainz.
Hell yeah.
like, but.
You just
I have
randomly
the
pick them?
Authentic pleasure of doing it with you, and I'm so excited. All right, let's do this. Sometimes it takes me a minute. And I'll do a question, and you can do one. See what you can do. Let's see. Have you ever... I'm trying to think if I've ever done this. Have you ever been bobbing for apples?
I mean, I remember in elementary school we would do it.
Did you really do it?
Yeah.
I don't think I ever have.
It's like a field... trip kind of thing, you know, field day.
I don't think I've ever done it, ever.
I was back in the Dizzy.
That's when you really, like, that's, as a kid, I feel like as an adult, just that image sounds so not what anybody would do right now, unless you're really in the yeah. depths of a festival out west or something.
Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah, now it'd be like a phone game where you, like, pick the apple.
Tell me about it. All right, where, all right, whatever so question. You can ask me, and then I want you to answer as well. Anything.
Ooh, I like this one.
Go ahead.
If ketchup was not available, what would you like to dip your French fries in?
I was about to say some joke. I was about to say like cereal milk. I was like, that's stupid as hell. I don't know why I thought of that. Have I dipped in any? I usually go to ketchup. I don't ever dip my fries in anything, but I've had friends tell me, and this is, I'm curious if this is a thing, but at cookout, you know, cookout.
Oh, yeah.
Like, and Marsha, tell me if this is a thing for you. Dude, have y'all heard of them dipping fries in the milkshakes?
Oh, that's
why?
Like Wendy's Frosty.
Why? It's no, it sounds like you're a part of this group. Are you a part of this group? Oh, my goodness. Can I get an explanation on why?
I've done it many times.
You've done it many. So you do this.
Exactly.
Sweet
Marsha, and salted.
Okay, the sweet and salted.
I mean, really.
You can do that with sweet and sour chicken. Come on now.
Yeah.
Like.
Chocolate Frosty
different.
From Wendy's Marsha
said
and
that's
Wendy's
different.
Fryer. That's,
oh my
that's
God.
The one.
Would you that's dip it in one. Something? What would you dip it in other than ketchup? Was there?
I mean, I'm a freak, dude. I like. I'll dip mayonnaise. I'll mix up.
No
yeah.
way.
I'll mix up.
Are you
oh,
kidding?
Yeah.
What?
I'll
in the
mix?
Mix?
It up. I mean, that was elementary school for me. Was I would create.
That sounds like that concoction you make in like a milk carton in elementary school. Where it's like you should drink that for $20. Like
I wouldn't drink.
Were
it.
You that person? Did you drink things for $20?
At lunch, I would always do my. I'm a sauce dude, so I'd like
you combine sauces with
mayo,
shit.
Ketchup, hot sauce, pepper, black pepper, and stir it up.
Man, like, no wonder you culinary. It makes
I
sense.
I was doing that when
golly.
I was a kid.
All right,
but
turn.
Yeah, the French, dude, nice garlic aioli for your
okay. Garlic aioli is a little different, but right when you said like mayonnaise. Frosty, I was like, okay.
Yeah,
I know it's a thing. I just haven't gotten into it as much as
yeah.
some of the other people. Okay, if you were going to be invisible for a day, what would you do? Let's keep this a little PG, just because I know some people be going out into the. Going and doing some
what
crazy
do
stuff.
What do I need to be invisible for? I'm trying to figure
well,
out.
Not. So if you just were, what would you do?
I guess I go tanning.
I'm trying to.
I don't know. I'm trying to think of why.
Tanning? No.
Yeah.
No one would see you. What's something that, like, I'm trying to think of something that I would be smart. What's something super smart where if you were invisible, you could just. I'm trying to think of something. I probably would, Oh, man.
I guess you could skip people in line pretty
easily.
I was
thinking that, but, like, what's a really, like, I was thinking, like, maybe, like, a DMV-type move.
Yeah, there you go.
But they would have to get your information. Yeah.
If you could flip it on and off.
Well, I know one thing I would love to do. I would love to sneak in to some of these, like, giant questionable celebrity moments. Like, you know, like, I straight up would just love to, like, say, I don't know. I'm trying to think of like a celebrity moment where it's like, I wonder what happened there. Like, I wish I was in the moment of like when Cardi B and Nicki Minaj had beef. Like, what'd you say? Catching flights.
That's really the move right there. Free flights, dude.
Oh, that's not a bad call. Because you can just, that's not a bad call at all. I wonder if they can detect that at the airport. Well, they can't because that's not a thing. Why am I even saying that? Okay. One more question. Go ahead. Anything.
That's a good one.
That was a good one. I gotta think of that one more. I love how you picked a really easy. That was a good answer for how long it took me to answer that one.
Damn, these are so many good ones.
So I take it in the car. Target.
Okay. Some of these are pretty serious.
No. Thank Lord we're not doing the Would You Rather book.
What? Or here we go. Do you consider yourself a DIY person?
DIY, and that's diversity inclusion.
No.
Oh,
do it yourself.
Oh my gosh, what is it? What was I thinking?
You're
wait,
thinking DEI.
DEI.
That's hilarious.
Marsha, I'm happy. That was funny. Okay, so do it yourself. I would say now.
Yeah.
I don't think I would have done it a couple like years ago, but I'd say now because like I mean tuckered out. Like
yeah,
I was like, I really want people to see music that I like and people that are underrated, like that maybe aren't selling out the arenas, but like have the exact same talent. And I took it in my ways to do this. So I think I'd say so. How about you?
I think, I think getting older, I'm more of a, I mean, I've always been like, you know, you have the band thing or whatever.
Yeah.
It's like, I just want to do it myself. Like, I want to do my own thing and just writing songs and stuff like that. So I think so. I've always had a little bit, but the older I get, you learn, you're like, all right.
Wisdom hits you.
Yeah, you're like, I need to be self-sustainable in this and this.
Yeah.
Just to further in life. But I feel like you got that personality.
I'm trying. Putting
all this stuff together.
I'm a lot. Marsha knows.
You do the so far thing. You know.
I'm doing all right.
All that kind of stuff.
I'm doing some stuff. Cute stuff. Hey guys, thank you so much for watching the podcast, and thank you to our sponsor, Queen City Grounds, for providing the location. You can find a perfect blend of coffee, cuisine, and entertainment while you are here. It is in-house made coffee. There is brunch and dinner options. There is a full bar and amazing live events. So come check it out and stay grounded. Thank you to Sonorous Wave for powering this podcast. Sonorous Wave is an amazing music collective based here in Charlotte. Their slogan is artistry versus the algorithm, and they are so good at putting all events into a music setting, and they kill it. They are amazing with every event they are in association with, so check them out. So I want to talk a little bit more about music and just kind of all that. We already talked about your partner in crime, David. Another beautiful photo of David Ding. I want to talk about just some of the stuff that you have coming out, or even just some of the stories you have in music. And I want to start with a really exciting one that I just need you to tell me more about. And that's you, Marsha. You're going to want to hear this. This is good stuff. You were asked, you and David, I believe, or even just Of Good Nature, to do a cruise ship with the band Train and to be a part of that. And remind me of the title of the... What is it called? Sailing Around the Sun?
So the cruise is called Sail Across the Sun.
Sail Across the Sun. Tell me how that started and give me a gist of just what happened and what you can say. So that sounds lit.
It is the greatest time of anyone's life who's on that boat.
Okay.
So, they have these music festival cruises. Like Train has one. 311 has one. Kid Rock had one.
Kid Rock.
You know, they have a wrestling one.
That'd be a high one.
Like a WWE one. They have like all types of stuff.
I love WWE.
Impractical Jokers have a cruise.
Not surprised.
So it's like, they essentially rent out this, you know, cruise ship, and then it's just all, they bump the ticket price up so they can pay for all these bands, and they build a bunch of stages, and it's like literally a music festival on a cruise for like 4 days.
That's crazy.
So you wake up, and there's like, oh, here's Michael Franti playing in the theater. Here's Train on the pool deck. Here's Natasha Bedingfield and Arrested Development and like all these amazing bands that we get to become friends with. So that started as we actually first did that as a competition. We like got voted on.
Like, to do what the competition on the train on the
like,
boat?
No, it was just like a Facebook thing. We had some friends send it to us and be like, "Hey, you should try to get on this." And we won, and we were like, "Oh shit, hell yeah!"
This is you and David, or was this more?
This is the full band.
Full band.
And then we got voted on by the fans the first year, and then we just got asked like four more times. You know, actually booked on it, so it became like an awesome thing. And that's where we met. I mean, so many cool people and G Love, who we have a song coming out with in a couple months.
Come on now.
We met him on there. We met Franti, who took us on
tours. If y'all don't
know
who that is, Michael Franti, he sings probably one of the cue up the song that takes over the world.
Sound
and
of Sunshine. Seriously. Bunch of great stuff. Who my chef, when I was like 16, was showing me his stuff way back in the day. So it's like it all, definitely realize that as I get older. It's like
incredible.
Everything, if you put your energy into it, all these things like just come back together.
Man. So you guys got on this cruise ship. Was there any just small stories you can share of just like meeting these people, or even just like what else you can say about what you experienced on that crew?
So one time we played. So you have like multiple sets on the cruise because it's like 4 days. So you'll play like Of Good Nature will play like three times or something, or four times maybe.
That's awesome.
So one time we had this was like after we've done it for a few years and had like a following. We did it was a destination concert where we park in Mexico. You know, the boat, and then we were going to go, and we had our own stage on the beach that was like, you know, 500 people or something.
We got a photo of this?
Yeah, there is a photo.
Okay, you got it in?
Yeah, I can see it too.
Bang. Come on now.
But yeah, so it was like a weird time on the calendar where the clocks went back or forward, and we changed time zones as the cruise ship, and like just all these things happened where it was literally like a three-hour time swing. So, like, everybody on the boat was messed up, and we were messed up, and it was pouring down rain at the port or whatever, and it's, like, a 30-minute drive to this place, or, like, you know, 15 minutes, whatever it is. So, it's, like, all these things happened, and so we, like, barely made it to this place, like, on time, like, for our Mexico thing. And we just, like, went through this crazy downpour, and it was, like, this whole crazy, like, trip to get there. But then, like, literally, like, the edge of this beach, like, right when we got there, just the sky opened up, and it was, like, this sunny, like...
Some Lion King shit.
Yeah, it was definitely, like, some Lion King shit.
Wow. Wow.
But I mean, that was probably
one
that
of was for the train cruise, or was that?
Yeah, that was the train cruise. So that was like, oh, you know, that was a destination for the when the boat docks. It's
that's
like, oh,
crazy.
You could go swim with dolphins. You could do this, or you
which
can go
you probably
see
did.
Of Good Nature.
Yeah,
we did. I mean, we've done so much stuff. We've like
that's incredible.
Went to Dominican and like hung out with like monkeys and shit. Like we've done all types of
I
stuff.
I bet you got stories, man. But that's awesome. First of all, like the fact that you have that connection. You mentioned another connection that you have that I just want to know how you met this guy. How did you meet Michael Franti?
So we met him.
Which
actually,
if y'all don't know, ding,
ding, ding,
ding. Oh my goodness,
coolest ding. Dude in the world. Like. Such a nice person, really. Like,
have you done music with him yet?
No, we've been on when we went on tour with him. We performed with him on stage
twice,
every night.
By the way, twice.
We would do his songs. Like, we'd get up on stage and do stuff with him. But we never released a song with him yet.
Is that possible? Like, is there interest there?
We tried it one time. It wasn't the right time because he was in the middle of his like album release.
Yeah.
But I mean, we're all friends. Like, I'm sure it'll happen.
That's sick.
Because our sounds align so much. But yeah, we met him on the cruise. Like, just he was.
That's when you first met him on the train cruise.
Yeah, he was kind of like a co-headliner or the you know one of the main acts, and we were like, "Whoa, dude! Like, hell yeah, Franti and his band's so cool. Like, we're all super cool with them. They're great people." But he just saw us like after a couple years of doing that train cruise, and then literally when 2020, you know, the world fell apart, live music,
ugh,
blah blah blah.
Tell
everybody's
about
stuck in their house. So 2021, he literally DMs Of Good Nature, and he's like, "Hey guys, you're my favorite live band. I want you to come on this tour, and I want you on my own cruise, the Soulshine cruise that's happening in November." And I was like, literally just like reading Instagram, like, "Damn, all right, let's go."
Is that how that goes? Like, is
it's usually not how it goes. That's why
I was
about
to say. Like,
but that's just him. Like, he's like,
that's incredible.
He'll just send a message and be like, "Hey, you want to go on this amphitheater tour for like 2 months?" You
that's,
know?
I mean, dude, that's sometimes how I literally like, get artists on Tuckered Out. Yo,
yeah,
what's up?
I mean, if it is that direct, then that's the best because it's your direct connection with
that's
the
exact,
artist. That's how it
man.
Should be, honestly.
That is so sick. Gosh, that's cool.
But yeah, he's the nicest guy. Like the whole environment he brings to those shows is like
it's incredible.
His show is like a full on good vibe festival with you know, family, everything. Like
that's
it's
incredible.
Family friendly, but it's super cool and just everybody's smiling.
I love that, man. And also I just want to say, like, you it makes sense that Of Good Nature like has that connection. I've been able to see you guys live. And it's just like, it's not hard. Like, the dots connect. It's just like, oh, yeah. Like, I feel like a bunch of people would agree with that. It's like, oh, yeah, you've toured with Michael. Yeah. Like, it makes sense.
It was great.
I love that for you, man. That's so cool.
Thank you.
I want to get into some of your music because you got some fantastic music. I already have a favorite personally. So you got your most popular song, I Don't Want to Give Up. So that took off. That hit over, I'd say, it's definitely at a million. I don't know how far past a million, but
yeah,
on Spotify,
it's like
past
a million.
A million
and a half, maybe.
Yeah, it's a good freaking song. It makes sense why that thing blew up. I like Running. Running is, and here's a cover art of Running, ding. You did it with, I'm going to get it right, Magnolia Boulevard.
Yeah.
Photo of Magnolia Boulevard, ding.
Great people.
I like it, as I told you, kind of when we were downstairs getting some coffee and tea. It has that kind of like rock, pour some sugar on me type vibe. So just because that's a song that I vibed with, I'd love for you to tell me a little bit how that song came together. Because I like that song. I got to show you Marsh After. Like,
yeah.
It's catchy, very catchy.
So that was Magnolia Boulevard's good friends of ours. They live in Lexington, Kentucky is where they're from.
Oh, shoot. They in the Wildcat area.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, yeah. So we've just crossed, you know, just touring and friends, and over the years we just came across with them. Dave actually played drums with them, covered for their drummer one time.
David, okay.
At the Whitewater Center.
Not that is a great, like, have you performed there yet?
Yeah,
you've done that. You've done the what are those called,
the Whitewater Center?
Yes. What are those called though?
The third, I mean, we actually did it with Franti.
The
we
Ninth
did it.
Fest? No. What
they'd call it, like River Jams?
River Jam.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. That took me too long.
We did our own show with Franti.
Those
there,
are
though.
Awesome.
It was sick.
Have you been to one? You haven't been to River Jam? How they have them, what, like every week or something?
It's
like
Thursdays or
Fridays. Oh, my
Fridays.
Gosh. They bring in, like, these bigger artists to do, like, these shows. They had 49 Winchester there not too long ago. And I was like, that's a freaking big band. Like, they headlined Fillmore.
Yeah.
And I was like, ugh.
No,
like, and this was a free show. Yes.
Yeah, it's all free.
It's all free. Like, good. But anyway, all right, go on. So you performed there, and did you meet?
So Dave actually covered drums for Magnolia there one time. That was like the first time I think we actually met them.
That's sick.
That was like years ago.
That girl can sing.
Oh man, she's great. She so they have this song running.
Yeah.
And
oh, is that their song? Did you just feature on it?
Well, I mean, we all recorded it together. So I played bass and guitar, and Dave played drums, and then Maggie sang, and then Ryan in Magnolia Boulevard, he played keys and some other guitar. So actually, Ryan was the main writer of that song, along with his co-writing buddy.
Okay.
But I heard it, and I was like, we wanted to do a feature together, a collab, and it was like, dang, this song's cool. It's like totally different for Of Good Nature, too. It's like...
That sounds good.
And then when we went to record it, we're like, all right, let's make it super rock.
Yeah. You know,
Dwayne, who's the producer on it in Kentucky, he's got this awesome studio that me and Dave have gone to a couple times since. But he was like, I'm hearing like heavy guitars, like put them in the sides. Like he had like a whole vision for it. I was like, let's do it, dude. It sounds cool.
That's so sick. I love it, man. Thank you for sharing that because I do like that. So that song is dirty. But I also want to get into... something I always like asking about, and I'll ask about, I got two more things I want to ask you about, and then we'll go into the last segment. But I want to ask you about, cause you write, I'm a big writer. I love writing. It is so powerful. Marsha writes too. She's got great music out as well. So, another beautiful photo of Marsha. I love doing that thing. Like beautiful photo of Marsha. Yeah. Like I love doing that, but I just wanted to know, like, what is your ideal writing process, or where do you find yourself writing the most, and how do you come up with what you come up with, and just give me a little brief entry to how that works for you.
So I think it's always different, I think, but
I know, right?
I think recently we got this new song I'm working on, and I think it kind of, man, you just got to show up to it. Like I keep always wanting to, there's always these reasons why, oh, I need to do this, I need to do that, or I'm gonna work on it, but I'm gonna work on it this way,
man.
And then it's like, nah, dude, you just tedious. Gotta like sit down and just like really show up, and like you might do that for 3 days and 2 days and literally nothing comes out.
I know, right?
Or what, you just write a bunch of stuff that I mean, oh, all my notes, man. Like, you know, just on the note app.
How many notes, how many voice memos you got?
Oh my god, dude.
Marsha, how many? How many voice memos you got? I know you got a lot. You in the thousands yet?
Oh,
I'm in the 900s. What are you?
I'm probably multi-thousands. Yeah.
Okay.
It's a lot.
That's
and I have to go through like every few months and like organize
it. I know, right?
Rename them and spin them up.
13, 16. That's Marsha's number. Golly.
Dang.
Dang.
So, yeah, I mean, I'll just turn on the voice memos and have the notes.
They have a button for that now, too, right? Like you can just clean.
Yeah, I got mine on my fast.
Man, I don't think I got that yet.
And, you know, I'll have a pen and pad and just, like,
you go from there.
All right, I got this chord progression. It's like, what is it? And then I just literally just play it over and over, and I'm just, like, trying to, you know, I have a melody, but I'm trying to put words to it.
Do you gibberish it out like me?
Oh,
I love gibberishing it out.
Like, Don't Want to Give Up was, like,
really?
I had the chords.
I don't want
and I would go. And then I was just like, all right, well, I can fit these words in that, and I kind of, like, built it around that. But I think the best ones are when you just keep putting time into it and work into it, and then it just goes, just like comes from wherever, you know, and then it's like comes out of your mouth. That's the best way, which that just comes from showing up and like putting in the work, which I always don't want to do it, but then it always pays off.
Procrastination of music.
Yeah.
Last question. I just got to hear this story because I think it's funny that you kind of mentioned it when we were downstairs. Tell me about your moment, kind of, with Robert Plant of Led Zeppelin.
Oh, my God.
The lead singer. If anybody doesn't know, ding. One of the biggest bands in the world.
I don't have too many regrets in life, but that's that's one where it's like, damn, I messed up. So this was, I was living in Charleston.
By the way, you know who this is, right? Do you know who this is? Do you know, is it Led Zeppelin?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, lead singer. Go on.
So I was living in Charleston. This is probably 10, 15 years ago.
Okay.
Living in Charleston,
nice
working at this restaurant, nice place.
Nice restaurants.
I finally worked my way up. You know, I'm not like on salads. I'm like in the.
The aux.
Yeah, I got the aux. I've got some control, some power.
There you go.
So, yeah, I mean, I got this call. Like, we didn't have like iPhones or anything yet. It was like, but I saw like voicemail from my dad, and I was like, what the fuck? And so I was like, I don't know what that is. Like, we're busy, you know, super busy in the kitchen. This is like 6 p.m. on a Friday night or whatever. So I'm like getting, my cell phone's like blowing up. I'm like, what? And then we literally, the hostess comes around the corner and she's like, hey, Cam, you got a call. And I was like, what? And I pick it up and it's like my dad. He's like, yo, this dude, random connection. I was on a flight, blah, 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 blah. He's like, he manages Robert Plant's in Charleston tonight. Go meet him. And I was like, what? Hold on. And I'm like, so I'm like, kind of like, what is he talking? Like, it feels like a dream. I'm like, Robert Plant? What? And then somebody I kind of talked to, one of the other line cooks. He's like, oh yeah, Robert Plant's playing at the Coliseum tonight. And I was like, oh, so he is in town. Like, what? So I'm like, then this other guy calls. You know, now I know my phone what's going on. So now I call this other guy back. He's like, yeah, man, you got to get down here. Robert Plant saw your video on YouTube. I showed it to him, and he was like, wow, this kid's great. He needs, you know, he would sound great with a band behind him as well, as what he said. I remember that. And I was like, holy shit, I got to, like, I'm, like, literally, like, covered in, like, you know, seasoning. And I got, like, an apron on. And I'm, like, sweating in, like, the summer in Charleston, like, in the kitchen. So I'm, like, I'm trying to figure out. And that night, my executive chef wasn't working. It was the sous chef. Who's a great guy, ran the kitchen probably a little more tight, especially when it comes to like, oh, Cam's gonna go leave and meet Robert Plant. Nah, he's gonna stay here.
Did he fully deny you?
Fully
denied. It wasn't you. It was someone else.
Oh yeah, fully denied.
Oh shit.
I mean, I was a kid. You know, I'm 20, 21. I'm like, now I would be like, peace.
You know,
I'm out. I've been working for years to get this position on the line.
Oh my God.
And then my boss is like, hell no, dude. I mean, because they would go down. Like, without me there, they would have.
Yeah, it would have been tough.
They would have been in the weeds hard.
Someone
so
stopped,
like,
you from the Robert Plant. Man.
Yeah, so
that's like telling Marsha, hey, you can't do this. You have a chance to meet Leon Thomas, but you ain't going. Man, let me tell you. Say what? Yeah, like, Marsha would be up in arms, about to punch someone out. Telling that Leon, you ain't meeting Leon Thomas, if y'all know who that is.
So, I mean, I'm glad my character, I didn't let my team down.
Yeah.
That shows my character, Robert Plant, if you're listening.
I was holding
it down. But in hindsight, now I would have walked out of there in 2 seconds.
Yeah.
And been like, I'll be back for cleanup, you know.
Yeah, that's a great story.
But I didn't, yeah, I had to do.
Next time.
Keep my mouth
shut.
Come
on, Robert. All right, so one thing I do know about you that you told me about is you love drawing.
Oh, God.
You do, don't you?
I do. I'm not good at it, though.
So this is what we're going to do. We're going to do this. So
did
I'm
I tell you
open
that?
Up. Yeah, I know my stuff. Tuckered Out knows his stuff. That's why all these artists need to come on. Mm-hmm. We are going to do some questions through Spark, because I love Spark. Thank you, Yes Theory. Yes Theory, ding. And here's the goal. We're going to ask these questions, but I'm going to give us 3 minutes, and our goal is to do self-portraits of each other. And then after 3 minutes, we'll show the camera, but during those 3 minutes, we'll do some Spark questions.
So I'm just drawing, so that I draw you.
You're going to draw what I look like.
Okay.
And I'm going to draw what you look like right now.
With markers.
With markers.
All right.
And we're just going to go from there. I'm going to put a timer on. Sorry if you can't hear me, Marsha. And then I'm going to ask some. I got 3 questions right here, and while you're drawing, you can focus. We'll do some questions asked. And see how this goes. It's going to look great on YouTube, I think. We'll find out. Right, Marsha? It's going to look great. All right, wait. Where's my green? All right, you got green on. All right, so we're going to start it. Here we go. Ding. All right, we got 3 minutes. First question is, what's a childhood memory that always makes you smile?
Ooh. I'd say just hanging out with my grandma.
Really?
Those days in Rockwell, North Carolina.
Rockwood?
Rockwell.
Rockwell. Okay.
I don't know. It's just a simpler time.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Mine?
Yeah. Well, how about you?
Saying that childhood memory that always makes me smile. I mean, one thing that I love to do on the usual is go to Carr Lake, which is right above Raleigh, North Carolina. Okay. And I end up going there to do just, like, boating and fishing. And I love it to death. Like, it is so easy for me to do all that and just to have fun. And my dad's ashes are actually spread there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So it's a really deep thing for me.
That's great.
For Carr Lake. So I'd say that's, and I still do that today, 100%. Next question. If you could give your younger self any piece of advice, what would it be?
Be decisive.
Oh, explain.
I don't know. I actually wrote that down recently. I wrote down on the top of my to-do list is be decisive and tell a story.
Oh.
Those are the two directions to myself currently, so I think I should tell my earlier self that as well.
Can I just say, you're using an orange marker when there's no orange on me at all. Marcia, you see this?
I gotta lay out the outline, dude.
He's drawn me with orange, but I can't even see one.
I am not.
We got a minute and a half to go. Younger advice that I give myself is, I know this is so corny, but I love this, is that be yourself more often. I think, which is so hard when you're young, but being yourself is one of the most powerful things you can do. It's one of the most underrated things you can do. I love being myself.
That's the truth.
Last question. We got one more minute left. What's the most adventurous thing you've ever done? Dang, you got nice shoes on.
All right. I've touring the country like a train. Crazy person.
Train.
I mean, I've slept in
every
Walmart parking lot.
And oh, my goodness.
Strangers' basements. And, like, we've done so much crazy stuff just... We've been lost in the woods.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, just taking the wrong route and Apple Maps messing us up. And we're in the middle of the Oregon forest and, like, our cell service is out. And, like, we've just the craziest stuff.
Oregon forest. That is not a forest that I thought you'd name.
I mean, just literally the mountains in Oregon. We were, like, doing this thing. Apple Maps was like, oh, yeah, here's a faster route. Click it. And then all of a sudden we're on this, like, crazy, like, gravel road, and then it's pitch black.
All right, you got 5 seconds. You better finish, big dog. I'm done. I'll give you an extra few seconds to do this, but I think most adventurous thing I've done is, I mean, recently I went to Toronto to see an artist, and I stayed at a stranger's house because of Yes Theory, like through the Yes Theory chat.
Oh, wow.
Like, and I'll explain off camera what Yes Theory more. As people know, I got this beautiful tattoo that I love to death. Marcia knows I love to death.
I
seek discomfort.
I like it.
I don't know if y'all can see it in camera, but all right, we're gonna show our little creations off. That's right. You better draw my beard. I'll start with me. This is Cam Brown. Everybody, I don't know if y'all can see. Look at this.
You got a lot done. You got a lot done. I mean, I don't have a neck, but that's fine.
But, I don't know if y'all can see. I'll get close. Yeah, dang, it's beautiful. Very beautiful. Well, we got. Let me see it first, and then we'll go from there.
I'm trying. I needed 30 more seconds.
Whatever.
I needed 30 more
seconds. Beat my ass on that one. let's put it. We'll put it up here. Dang, can I see it, though? I'm taking that home.
I need to get some more detail.
Here, come get that. You need to.
You guys think that's good? I can't tell. Or you think
the fact that it blew mine out of the water, you better just keep it. You better keep that. All right, that was really good.
I feel like, you know, the face, I tried to get the head structure.
It's fantastic, Cam. Motherfucker.
I mean.
I went fast, and this motherfucker started outlining my beard. All right, so the last thing, I know we got all our markers here and crap here. By the way, I just want to say, like, Queen City Grounds has this beautiful coffee that I want to make sure I always highlight. We brought it up here. We got to make sure we show Queen City Grounds more love. Always. Love QCG. Please buy their coffee.
Represent.
I actually go here all the time to get coffee, so I do, for real. But I want us to go into one question I think is always beautiful to know. Because obviously you have a following, your band has a following, and you guys are just doing really good things with music. So a question I want to always ask artists, trying to always ask artists, is what is an interaction that you've had with a fan where it has just stuck with you and it's allowed you to just, like, I don't know, realize that what you're doing is making a difference and that you're, yeah, what has someone told you that stuck with you, that someone admires you, you know?
Yeah.
If you got one.
Man, there's been so many over the years. It's pretty amazing. That's like...
It's a good question. That's what we do. Good question.
Just off the top of the head, there's this sweet lady from Virginia. She's followed us around all the time. And
really?
There's a specific song that kind of helped her leave an abusive relationship.
Is it a part of one of the albums?
It's on Timeless.
Okay.
I think Be
Which
the
was the 2019
Be the Day
album,
is the
right?
song, I'm pretty sure. And
what
she,
was it? What was that?
Be the Day is the
Be
song.
Be the Day.
But yeah, she, I mean, we've come to know each other now, but the first time we met her was, you know, she was just saying, like, hey, you guys pulled me out of a weird situation, and I just kind of got the strength on my own to like leave the situation I was in that was harmful to me. So
respect.
I mean, stuff like that is amazing. There's, you know, we've met little kids that have had, you know, health problems and been in accidents and crazy things, man. That have, you know, our music has helped them get through those situations. So stuff like that's like, I feel like what being a musician and what being a songwriter is all about, to like help people get through that. And I think that's really where I see our purpose and just like of good nature. Like, what are we supposed to do in this world? It's like, you know, we need to bring light to all this, you know, to the world that needs it. I feel like, you know, good energy.
Thank you, brother. Thank you for sharing. That's absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, man.
One thing I like to end this show on is I like to call what I'm about to do a honey roast, which is simply just make sure that there's always a reason why I have artists on the show. I don't just go around willy-nilly trying to ask for artists. I ask artists because I like to get their, I like to get a vibe, and I like to see what they have on socials, whatnot, and just show my appreciation. And I think the reason why it was so easy for me to ask you to be on this show was, first of all, obviously you have great music. That's obvious. I think during the So Far show, when you did it on Valentine's Day, one thing that I just realized about you was you're just so easygoing, but also just, and I need more people like this in my life, but you were very just calm and collected and like, I got you type feel. Oh, and like, I'm someone that I'm, because I now have like a podcast, and because I'm leading things like So Far, I can get really over the top, like everywhere. And I don't know, whenever an artist or even just anybody is very just like, I got you, it's very appreciated. And I just noticed that about you really early. So I just want to thank you for that.
Thank you, brother.
Another thing I loved immediately when we've had phone calls is like, you'll enter conversations and you'll just be like, dude, like, this is just this is a great guy. I needed that. Hey, bro.
Yeah.
What up, bro?
I know, dude. Some of my best friends do that.
Yeah, me and Dave are always. I mean, I feel like that's when me and Dave get along so well. Yeah. We just have that similar energy where, you know, it doesn't matter what we're talking about. It's everything's cool, dude. Everything's fun.
I love it, man. It's just simple things like that. Like, I'm a big fan of energy and feeling those things and making sure those little things get highlighted, because I think, I know it's very small and you do it very, probably subconsciously, but it impacts people. It's just like, oh, okay, this dude's chill. Like, I need that. Thank you for allowing me to see that. And just, again, as I like to say, just thank you for allowing me to show you off through a podcast.
Hey, man. Thanks for having me. And I think people like you, I need people like you to get me going sometimes. You know, I'm like, I could be too chill or like too like, oh, everything's cool. So I think like that's what life's about, is meeting people and finding people that bring the best out of you, you know? So,
man, I appreciate that. And before we go, anything coming up? You said you maybe have music coming out soon. What should we look for Of Good Nature?
Yeah, we got a song coming out called Hold Me.
Hold Me.
Featuring G-Love and Special Sauce. We just shot a music video here in Charlotte.
Yes, which I had kind of something to do with a little bit.
Yeah.
Just a connection that I
could
offer.
Yeah, with Suffolk Punch.
Did that work out?
No, it did not,
Dang
actually.
It. No
but
worries.
It's fine.
Next
we had some friends around the corner. Shout out to Arthur Elliott. Marketing and ad.
We got photos.
Agency, yeah.
Have some of those people ding.
They let us use their space. They're great friends of ours, so thank you. And then we also went to the Museums of Illusions.
Nice. Oh, I love that spot. You've been to the Museums of Illusions yet? Oh,
make sure to check it out.
F's with you.
So we got some cool stuff coming.
Yes,
a lot of cool
man.
Stuff.
Sweet.
I mean, we got shows coming up.
Any shows coming up we should know about real quick?
Yeah, I mean, we're planning one for later in the year for Charlotte. We got one in Lake Norman coming up. We're going to be playing.
I'll hit you up for some coming up probably.
Yeah, we got Charleston announced, Wilmington announced.
That's awesome, man.
Washington, D.C. is like a couple weeks.
Sweet.
So, yeah, we're always staying busy.
Sweet, man. Well, again, Cam, thank you so much for being on the show. Just love your energy. And, guys, we'll see you next time. Thank you, QCG, as usual. And stay grounded.